Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
Hi, my name is Dub Knight. As I said before with my Black on Black Horrific Experience podcast, I experienced too much trauma. Unfortunately, my karma has put me in a situation to experience things that nobody should ever experience in their life. Throughout my life, I had had adversity to deal with people who are who I consider are sociopaths or evil human beings. They wanted to stop me from succeeding, like in music, like the Hollywood industry, as I will speak in a moment, simply because I have a gift, or because of their ignorance, or their inability to take care of themselves. But in my experiences, I try to be very open to all people regardless of color and to stay away from evil human beings, whether they're black, white, brown, or no matter what category. I go by character. I do not go by race or religion or sexual orientation or et cetera, whatever, because in the 21st century, while we're becoming more equal, as people are more aware of people's personalities and becoming less aware of categories or situations that are prone to be of ignorance. My stance is that I must deal with adversity by continuing to do what I need to do. It was unfortunate because one thing I know is I cannot hang around with ignorant people or prejudiced or biased people, because if I hang around with a biased or ignorant person, it will limit my prospect to learn and grow as a human being. I also realize that everybody is unique and have their own style, and no one should be discriminated. I think very much like Obama and King, but, you know, when I say those individuals, very open utopia existence. I aspire to be like Mother Teresa, but unfortunately I cannot, because I'm not a saint, you know, or somebody who's in that regard. I'm a human being. Well, anyway, dealing with human, you know, beings who have exhibited evil tendencies was troubling, because simply in my experience now, I'm dealing with human beings, you know, and I live in West Hollywood or Van Nuys, California, or North Hollywood, etc., places where the politicians are Democratic, which they support open-minded liberal causes. California is a very open place. I chose California to go for my dreams to be in music in Hollywood, or I would have been in New York City, which are very open areas. They're not an area where politics, where there are limitations and biases. Because if it was a very biased area, when I say biased, people who do not support open-minded views, you know, hinder people or in terms of, you know, policies to, in my, you know, in a way that I perceive it, I wouldn't be here. But I had to deal with individuals through their ignorance who really were trying to destroy me. I did nothing to them, just being an entertainer, being who I am. And then I realized as I was told by individuals who are so bright, that being expressive and being a communicator and having and doing things in my own unique way, or having people have that perception, because some people perceive me as being way out there, which I don't think I am. Some people in the society are too ignorant to people who are who have that perception of difference. And since that, it's because of their ignorance and inability to see beyond the box. And I dealt with those type of people all the time. So I had to be careful what I say, because, again, before I get into the topic that I'm dealing with that's related to this, please do not take my conversations and what I say in podcasts out of context unless you contact me directly, because I would never say anything that's incendiary or anything that's troubling in terms of that would limit my prospects for people to hear me. I'm a very open-minded person. I think very openly, like a lot of people who are open to all people. I do not discriminate. Okay. But unfortunately, being an entertainer, being a musician, being in the public eye, I came across evil human beings who simply want to hinder me. I could not believe, because of their mental illness or their criminal background or their sociopathy, which that was my perception, because I did nothing to them. These individuals targeted me simply because of my skin color, which were racist, so I keep away. And, you know, it doesn't matter how open California is or New York State, where I'm from, there are within every open-minded people who are, who have the perception or who exhibit hatred to minorities or people who they perceive as different. So I guess they were not very open. And these individuals also were criminals, because they targeted me simply because of some ulterior motive. And I think that what I experienced is I just own a home, aspire to be in the music industry. I'm intellectual, and they looked at me as somebody who's not well, not in touch with reality. And my stance is they are ignorant and something is wrong with them, because they lack the education to deal with the reality of the area where I'm living, or they're living, which is California, and they lack the reality of learning about people who are not like them. I personally do not perceive myself as that different. But these individuals have also, because of their ulterior motives, I guess they saw my music, they saw me playing on heard my music on the radio, and I guess there was an envy. And my stance is we all get envy. Well, instead of trying to make their own music or minding their business and trying to expand their horizons, they want to hinder my potential. They made statements that they did not want me in the music industry. They made statements that they were going to make false allegations that I needed a social worker. They even made really sick, unusual, but also very crazy and illegal statements. When I say illegal, they made statements that they were going to peep in my home and get people to look at me. In other words, be a pervert at where I'm living to undermine my potential or to embarrass me so that I do not become successful. And my stance is that, you know, living where I'm living, it's illegal, regardless, to peep into my home with a device from what they were saying. I have said that before in previous statements. While there's no proof of what they said, it might be. It might have happened. I don't know. I try to ignore these individuals because these individuals may not be well. I don't think they are well, and they may be dangerous. Especially if I do not know them and I do not talk to them, and they make statements based on a philosophy or opinion that's not based on reality. They are, you know, I am a high functioning person. That is the truth. I have a doctorate degree. I went back to school because I didn't make it in the music industry when I was younger, but I continued to make music and try to expand my horizons to learn more about myself and the world. In other words, I had to be realistic, but never give up on my dream. But also, I know that dreams can happen if I believe and make some effort. I am not in California to deal with individuals who listen to my podcasts or my music or look at me based on some biases or some perceptions that are based on being evil to try to hinder my potential. I do not need no body or anybody to be worried about me. I cannot believe an individual, these individuals, whether they are jealous of me or are in the music industry or so on, to try to target me simply because I make music or express myself. I cannot believe that I dealt with individuals who wanted to hinder my potential by listening to my podcast, like Black on Black Crime, Horrific Experiences, or listen to podcast Perceptions, or listen to my music and make insinuating allegations to people as they sit around me, or to people, other people, that are negative, false, and with some underlying motive to stop me from succeeding. Because that's evil. That's pure evil. Nobody does that who is well or law-abiding. I talk like this because, as I explained before, that some of my podcasts, I talk so fast that when it comes out on podcasts, that people, misinterpret what I say. So I'm trying to be very careful. But it's very hard to keep calm when dealing with individuals like this, because when they're trying to destroy me and take my dreams away because of their sociopathy, something is wrong with the system. So what I need to do is continue to make music and then try to do as much as I can to go for the dreams and be positive. And that is what I need to do. Continue to do what I need to do. I cannot let an evil human being come into my life who I do not know or hardly know, who want to undermine my potential simply because of their self-centered motives. And it's important that we deal with individuals like this by keeping them away from the general public. These type of individuals should be locked up. Perhaps they were jealous of me because I own a home or ambition or whatever. I hope that the way that they should resolve that envy or that sociopathy is to get some help, look in the mirror, and move on. Because their problem is themselves and not me. I am very much aware of what I need to do. I struggle so many. struggled so much. I had so many bad experiences from dealing with people like this, that it's important for me to continue to express and communicate. Because dealing with evil human beings or people who are too ignorant to understand the reality of life made me more aware of how much ignorance is bliss in this planet. We cannot have ignorant people, even if they are educated or have good intentions, make judgments and statements and do things that can hinder and hurt innocent people. And my experience with dealing with evil human beings is that I hope that the police and the law can lock them up. That's how I feel. But it's important for a person who's good like me to continue to go for dreams and not let someone who's ignorant try to hinder them. Because the truth is, I'm too high functioning and I'm too in control of my life. Anyone get in my way when it comes to going for goals and dreams. I mean, it really is sad. These individuals were talking about violating my constitutional rights and trespassing and voyeurism. And, you know, I said that topic many times before because they have mental problems and making up stories. And making up stories about looking in or doing something illegal or trespassing is really such a huge sickness on their part, if they are or not, because they express this and to try to hinder my potential for no reason other than being evil and being a sociopath will only make it worse for them. It's important that I talk about these situations because I experience this too much. Dealing with people who have a dark side personality means I must stay away from these type of people as much as possible, but also be aware that they're out there looking for victims. So I'm glad that I'm able to do these podcasts. I have to talk to people around me who I work in the industry with, like in songwriting and so on, to tell them the truth, and I hope they do not listen to any false allegations related to my reputation. Because while I love to talk and communicate, everything I said in the podcast are true. It's important that I be able to do this because when I was a young person, I started to realize how much ignorance was around me growing up, how people went by perceptions and not by fact, and they went by image and not by character, and people were doing things that were not based on fairness. And since I was young, one of the reasons why I was persecuted and persecuted by society because I had a unique style. I did not think that I was unique. I felt I was just a typical person. I truly believe that. But for some people in the society, they are too, in my opinion, too limited in education as far as learning about the world. And the only education they have is what they learned from growing up or in their backyard, and they have not, and they do not understand that there are people on this planet who will look and act and think differently than they are, and that will always be the case as long as the world is the way it is. So it's important for me to expand. It's important for me to talk to people and to tell them the truth because I'm a very expansive person and open-minded person. but I cannot deal with anybody or any human being that has an evil tendency or a dark side, same thing, who wants to destroy me. They really want to, simply because I won't do what they want, or I don't fit into the status quo that they think I should fit into. Something is wrong with this system, especially in the 21st century, when we got awareness and laws and information about people who look and act differently than we are. Well, we got information about bigotry. We should not be a bigot. We should not. We got information about anti-Semitism, homophobia, racism, misogyny, people who come from different places, colors, creeds. It will always be the case, no matter what country and no matter where we go, no matter what state or what area we come from, that will always be the case, because the world was made that way for us to learn and grow, not to be limited and try to hurt people for self-centered or evil motives. The evil human beings that I dealt with were ignorant, but they also were criminal. They were criminals. They have some mental illness. Something is wrong. They should be checked by the government and so on to keep them away from individuals like you and me who want to be nice to people, respect others who are different from us, and to know that the world is a continuous place of growth and expansion. And, you know, they say these evil human beings do not want me to get a record deal. They want to hinder me from making it in an industry. They do not want me to get a great job. They do not want me to be successful. They want to violate my constitutional rights based on what they have said. They are very evil human beings. They're ignorant, and they are dangerous. We know we deal with dangerous people. They should not be a part of the society. So I'm going to continue to go for that dream, to for that record deal, to continue to make music. While the insides of my home is off limits, and I have said that before, because of the gossip of my evil human beings who want to hurt me for bad reasons other than their sickness, I can't let them take away my dreams. I can't let them try to destroy me. Sociopathy is no excuse. At the same time, I have to always be aware of this situation. I always have, because I learned about keeping away from sociopaths or people who are ignorant since I was a small child, by observing in my own neighborhood and by observing in my hometown how much ignorance can do to other people. And that is why I left my hometown to come to Hollywood to be a star, to expand and be who I need to be. So if people who I know listen to my podcast, keep an open mind. You can express your thought and have your own opinions, but be aware that opinions are not based on fact. Perceptions are not necessarily the truth. And these people are going by a perception or a portrayal that has nothing to do with me, but to do with their ignorance or their evil intentions. I do not want to talk about evil or ignorance in my podcast, because I feel that positivity is the key. But dealing with a racist person who targeted me simply because of the color of my skin, who think I'm uppity, I feel that person is dangerous. or deal with a person who say that they don't want me to be in the industry for no rational reason other than because they're jealous because I have a gift. They are dangerous. I keep away. Hollywood, which is an area, a suburb of L.A., is a place to go for dreams. The Hollywood business, to go for those dreams, is not just in the city of Hollywood, but is also in the areas around it. They have acting companies, music companies, in Studio City, Burbank, Canoga Park, downtown L.A., West Hollywood, Beverly Hills, Malibu is a place where lots of actors, musicians, creative people come and to begin discover and become stars. And with that, it's an open-mindedness that people can be to be who they need to be creative, and make their dreams come true. I am one of them. And I'm not out here to be hindered by an ignorant person who comes to this area and just make judgments on my health and my life and make false assumptions about me in a negative light and say that I should not make it in the industry, or say I did not write my songs, or tell people who I work with that they don't want me to work with me because I have some problem. I have an evil human being who said she was a social worker. I don't need no social worker when I'm a doctor. I'm a doctor of law graduate. I'm a very highly well-endowed person who's capable of taking care of myself. I do not want to deal with somebody who make up assumptions that are not based on fact. I have to try to put these people behind bars if they do something directly, because that is wrong. I have to continue to go for my dreams, expand my horizons, and try to be the best person I can be, because nobody, you, me, or anybody should be hindered from making their dreams come true. No one should be harassed or targeted for some sickness that has nothing to do with them, but with some people who don't have the capacity to understand reality. I am that person. I am dealing with people who have no capacity to understand the reality of this life and who lack the capacity to look and do things that are right and fair. So I will continue to express myself, go for my dreams, and be a happy individual. I'm not here to be hindered or harassed by some person who simply can't stop because of some jealousy. I'm here to make my dreams happy. My dreams happen, for I can be a winner. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.